Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Severe storms and flooding hit central and southern Oklahoma last evening. Water swept a truck under a bridge and more, taking two people with it. KWTV television storm tracker Jeremy Carter surveys damage from what is said to be an E1 tornado in Ada.
A lot of power lines down there. You'll be driving through. There'll be a piece of metal wrapped up around a telephone pole. There'll be some insulation in the road. There's a billboard. It looks like it's right there. It's blown over.
Flooding has caused multiple high water rescues to get underway after a strong storm, including a possible tornado hit Montague County, northwest of Dallas. There is flooding in Benton County, Arkansas. The storm stretched from Texas to the Midwest. Cities across America saw anti-Trump demonstrations Saturday. CBS Chicago's Noel Brennan.
Protesters carry signs promoting democracy and opposing actions of President Trump. At least one protester doesn't need a sign.
I really believe in power of the people.
Because she's dressed as a symbol.
I've been taking a beating. I'm off my pedestal and got knocked down by really thugs and tyrants.
Lady Liberty says she fears for her future.
So many loved ones are hurting, whether it's economically or because they worry about ICE or because they are trans or gay.
A potential Trump administration effort to deport more detainees under the old wartime statute caused the Supreme Court to jump into late-night action.
This weekend, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the Trump administration from carrying out deportations from a detention center in northern Texas. The ACLU, which sued to stop the deportations, praised the court's decision. The White House claims the men are violent gang members, and in a statement, the press secretary says the administration will prevail in court. Willie James Inman, CBS News, the White House.
The court had previously told the administration due process was needed before those deportations. BBC's Sue Montgomery reports air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv and elsewhere in Ukraine, despite Russian President Putin calling a truce.
Ukraine says Russia is still firing artillery at its forces on the front line, accusing Moscow of lying about the truce. A member of Ukraine's parliament, Lisa Yasko, said the Russian president was trying to gain favor with the White House.
Usually during this kind of holidays, especially religious, like Christmas and around New Year time, it never stops Putin.
Former U.S. Representative Barbara Lee, a progressive Democrat, has claimed victory in a special election for mayor of Oakland, California. This after her challenger, Lauren Taylor, conceded. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As temperatures heat up, groups in the Las Vegas area are partnering to help vulnerable people.
Volunteers with a nonprofit organization called Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth have been collecting and preparing summer readiness kits for homeless youth. Coordinator Arish Gafori.
Which are really important. They have sunscreen in them. They have sun hats in them, umbrellas, evaporative towels, all these different things that we don't think about because we may be able to go access cool environments.
Gafori says on any given night, there are 400 to 500 homeless youth on the streets of Las Vegas. He says there are at least 14,000 homeless students in the Las Vegas Clark County school system. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Recent findings about Mars from NASA's Curiosity rover show a previously hidden chemical archive of sorts within Martian rock. Analysis finds evidence Mars once contained a robust carbon cycle, and that opens up new possibilities about whether life could have thrived there long ago. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More clouds around for tomorrow with showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs upper 40s to 50. And still some areas of rain for Monday. Highs in the mid-50s and a touch breezy. It's 39 right now.
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said at the sun, catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
see you again. When will we share precious moments? Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you?
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Another pleasant valley sun.
goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt, the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on, the drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, the grocery store, the supermarket, keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, and the beat goes on,
yes, the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Smile, she knows.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Thank you.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. American Pie, drove my Chevy.
the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Vatican this hour. This is the day. Easter Mass is underway. St. Peter's Square is packed with the faithful. No sign yet of Pope Francis. The 88-year-old pontiff remains frail after multiple hospitalizations for lung ailments. In Moscow,
after declaring an Easter ceasefire, Vladimir Putin attended an Easter service in Moscow's main cathedral. Russia's president wants the world to believe that he, the leader who ordered troops into Ukraine, is serious now about ending hostilities. The world is watching to see whether a brief truce will bring peace closer.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. But in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia's already violating that 30-hour ceasefire. Ukraine's calling for a 30-day ceasefire. After those big storms in Oklahoma,
Easter afternoon, it's Missouri, Arkansas, Illinois, and Indiana under the gun for severe weather. Missouri and Arkansas, tornado threat, damaging wind threat, and large hail.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak. It is deadline day for the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to submit a joint report to President Trump with recommendations on border policy. The president wants to know if he should invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, which would allow him to use troops to enforce federal laws. CBS's Christopher Cruz has more.
The deadline was set in an executive order.